So what clinched Klal Yisrael's ability to receive the Torah was the fact that we said Nasa v'Nishma. Such a wonder, such a pella, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo Mechvayde says, Mi gilu l'bonai ra'zeh sh'malach yashar es mishtam shem. Who revealed to my children this secret that the Malach Yashar es know? So first of all, what's the big mile of Nasa v'Nishma? What's this tema that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has? Like, who told them? No. The MS is, when you come back to Leil Pesach, Torah says, say so in the Haggadah, that Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, were in a state of at aroim ve'erya. We were completely destitute. We had nothing. Mamish zil. Yet Chazal say, in the Medrash, b'schus she'aminu ha'emuna she'aminu ha'vesinu b'mitzrayim nigalu. Then in the schus of the emuna that the Yidden had, they were able to leave Mitzrayim. So were they totally bare? Or did they have schusim? Did they have Pesach and Milah? Or did they not have Pesach and Milah? Like, where were they? Did we leave with things in our pockets or did we not? The emes is that Klal Yisrael did have tremendous emuna the night of Pesach. And when we speak about the emuna that the Yidden had, it expressed itself through the Bris Milah and through the Korban Pesach that the Yidden did. It's a tremendous accomplishment on our part. But the question though is where did we, Klal Yisrael, get our emuna on the night of Pesach to do that which we did on the night of Pesach? The answer is that on the night of Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted in a way of emuna himself. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down into the Shar Chamishim, Shel Tumah, to take out Klal Yisrael, where if it was a simple person who was looking to make an investment, let's say in real estate, you know, if he's taking a look at the land, right, and he sees that it's full of weeds, and there's lots of garbage and there's bugs everywhere, and it's a big property and there seems to be nothing around, it doesn't seem to have any promise whatsoever. Unless you have somebody who is a bucky, that he has tremendous vision and insight, he could be able to see the ability that this should prosper, that should have hatzlacha. The fact that the Torah says Vayar Elokim as Bnei Yisrael, Vayeda Elokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Klal Yisrael and he knew. This idea of Yediyah means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to look at Klal Yisrael and he was able to see promise that Klal Yisrael would have hatzlacha. He had the eyes and he had the Yediyah and the Re'iyah to see the good in Klal Yisrael, to have a Yediyah in Klal Yisrael. That this was not just Stam nation, this is a nation which the whole world was created because of this nation, Bereishis Yisrael Yisrael. Like the best GMs in basketball, Lahavda Alfi Abdullahs, that when they're scouting, right, they're able to see, not like how many points but he scores, they're able to see, by the way, that you have to be a bucky. I grew up in LA, so we had Jerry West, you know, the Lakers GM. He was a big bucky in scouting. He knew how to, you know, the Kobe Bryants, you know, have the Alfi Abdullahs. But you're able to see the potential in something which you can't see any promise from it now. But you're able to see that there's something here. There's a zera here. All you see is a kol shehu. But that kol shehu in mamish, it says something about the entire picture. So on the night of Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in Muna and Klal Yisrael that something good would come from us. And when we speak about the Dilug and the Pesach, the Kadosh Baruch Hu did on the night of Mitzrayim, it wasn't just that a Kadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the houses. That's all Pipshat. The real Diluk and the real Pesach that a Kadosh Baruch Hu did on the night of Mitzrayim is that if you have Emunah, you act B'Diluk. Diluk means that you're able to jump, that you don't go according to the Seder. You don't act in the moment. You're able to see the promise that will be later, and that gives you the ability to do something which is out of the ordinary, which is unexpected, that everybody around you says, how could you do such a thing? It's like, how can you trade five players, experienced players, for one rookie, you know, being drafted? How could you do such a crazy thing? Now, everybody wonders, all the fans wonder, right? How could you do that? It's an insanity. And you give them $2 million also on top of it? This guy has shown nothing. But if you're Vayar Elokim, Vayeda Elokim, then you can do such things. And that's called the Koyach of Dilog that nobody understands. But you do that because you have Emunah in the product, that I see in the product that things will be good. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted B'Emunah on the night of Pesach gave the Koyach to Klal Yisrael to act B'Emunah on the night of Pesach also. And this is a very big klal in Avodas Hashem. When we speak about Emunah, conventional Emunah means that you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and that He runs the world. But there's a secret along the lines of Mahu Afata, that if there's a Mida by Klai Yisrael, that Mida exists by Kadosh Baruch Hu also. If there's such a thing called that we believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's something which is called the Kadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. And if you take that one step further, we know that that which we believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't just stam a concept. The more that a Yid believes in the Haftachos that Kadosh Baruch Hu promises us, and everything which we believe in, the things which Chazal tell us are true about Hashem, that in itself creates the dveikus and the darg of a person. V'tzalik v'munas yechia. That's your mahus. And Emunah is not just a concept. It's poil things in the veld. It's poil my madrega. It's poil my whole metzias. The fact that a person has Emunah and mitachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just some fleeting idea. It actually creates the world which I live in and all the circumstances around me. Which means that the things which surround you are created from your Emunah. Just like our Emunah, that we have Emunah Kadosh Baruch Hu, is poil, how a Kadosh Baruch Hu responds to us. On top of that, there's something which is called the Emunah that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mamin in Klal Yisrael, which gives us the Koyach to do what we do. Which means like this. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu acted B'dilug out of Emunah in Klal Yisrael on the night of Pesach, that wasn't just stam a concept. That's gufo what gave Klal Yisrael the ability to also act B'Emunah on the night of Pesach, to do what we do. What gave Klal Yisrael the ability to act B'Emunah and to bring the Korban Pesach and to do Bris Milah on the night of Pesach? The Ataron V'Aryah, you were bare. The teretz is that Kadosh Baruch Hu had Emunah in us, and His Emunah in us gave us the ability to act B'Emunah. And that's how we left Mitzrayim. Lechtech achar b'midbar be'eretz lo zerura. Where do we get that Emunah to just follow Kadosh Baruch Hu into the Midbar from? You know why? Because He believed in us. And His belief in us was poil a change in us to be able to follow Him. Be'eretz lo zerura. And the word be'eretz lo zerura is very proper here. Because Chazal say in Masechet Shabbos, ve'emunas zu seder zroim. That the koyach of hazra is the koyach of Emunah. What's the shach between Emunah and Zriya? The pshat is that a person who has Emunah, if you're a good scout, you're able to look at the seed and to see the potential. So Kadosh Baruch Hu saw the seed. He saw the Zerah Kodesh of Klal Yisrael, and he sees, I see the potential. Nobody else can see it, but I see the potential. Mitzrayim is a place which is opposite of that. It's called Be'eretz Lo Zeruah Mitzrayim. There's no Zriya, there's no Emunah in Mitzrayim. You only look at the current matzav and you judge it by that. So Kadosh Baruch Hu had to act with tremendous strength. The fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu came down into Mitzrayim to take Bnei Yisrael out, the koyach and the gvura that Kodesh Baruch Hu displayed was that He showed a tremendous display of zera, of hazra, of emunah, be'eretz lo zeruah. And in fact, there was tremendous opposition to that. The malachim were saying, halalu of the avodah zara, halalu of the avodah zara. What are you doing? How could you do such a thing? Because on the surface, it looked like there was nothing here. There was no potential for Klal Yisrael. The mamash over the avodah zara, but Kadosh Baruch Hu was vayar elokim, vayeda elokim, that He was able to see the zriya with eyes that nobody else can see. He saw us. And that's why it's called Biyad Chazak Ahotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sam Yisrael Mimitzrayim. It needed tremendous strength to go against the matzav ha'achshavis, the current matzav, which on the surface, nobody would have believed that it was possible. That's pshat. Vigadat al-Bincha. The inyan of Vigadat al-Bincha is that we teach our children, what we tell them, is Biyan Chazaka Haitzi Hashem Es Yisrael Mimitzrayim. Right, the Tan asks, Mazois. What is this? We had nothing. But the answer is no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Yad Chazaka. Ba'avuzeh Asa Hashem Li B'Tesi Mimitzrayim. What zeh? Chazaseh B'Shah Shema Tzumar Munachem Lefanacha. What does one have to do with the other? Why dafka b'shash shemat tzumar munach lefanecha? Because what we're trying to tell the children is that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had emun in us that we would one day come to thank Him. That we would one day do mitzvahs and serve Him like we're supposed to. So dafka when the matzah mar is in front of us, which is the key of the emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in us, that's where we say, Bavarze asa Hashem li, that Hashem believed in me. That's what it means, asa Hashem li, that He believed in me, b'tzeisim im inside. And the fact that I'm sitting with matzah more in front of me shows the kiyum of that emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in me. So that's vihiganat lebincha. As we've said, lebincha is gematria emunah. That you tell the children about the emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in me. And from the emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in me, that's what gave me the kayach to have atzlacha. And the emes is, that's exactly the message which we're trying to give over to our children in the night of the Seder. That in the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believed in me, I have Hatzlacha, so too He believes in you, and so too I believe in you. Because the emunah that a father believes in his children, or the mother that she believes in her children, that's gufo what gives him the kach to have Hatzlacha. The same thing was true at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to create the world. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He posed in front of the Malachim, the Shaila, should we make man, should we not make man? And there were Medayim Zayimzeh, they were arguing it out. And as they were discussing it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already created Adam. Some of them were saying that He's going to be a Shakran. You can't depend on Him. So it's a good taina. Right? If Adam is going to be a shakran and he's not going to be neman, then how could you trust him? So what's the teretz? What's the teretz to the mekatrigim who are saying not to create? The teretz is that Chazal say a lashon in the Medrash on the pasuk which we say in Hazinu, Kel emuna ve'ein avel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a god of faith. So the pasuk shat means that Hashem keeps His word. But Chazal found an omek here, which means to say, Chazal used the lashon of Hemin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo Ubra'o. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu believed in His world and He created it. So getting back to the Shaila, what do you mean? If Adam is going to be a Shakran, if he's not going to be Neman, how could you create him? That was from the perspective of the Malachim. But from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I believe in the Adam. Which means to say that even if Adam himself is a Shakran, the fact that I believe in the Adam and my emun is eternal means that the Adam, sof kol sof, will have Hatzlacha and the purpose in which I created the world will be Matzliach. That's Hemin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'olam Ubro. So despite the fact that there were Malachim were saying Halalu V'Halalu, and despite the fact that the Malachim were saying, how can you trust him? He's a Shakran. In the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had emun in the Velt, that he had emunah in the Adam, he had emunah in Klal Yisrael, and that goof of the emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in us gives us the Hatzlacha, so too on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in Klal Yisrael was what pulled us out of Mitzrayim. So there's Tishrei, which is Bias HaAdam, that is emunah, and there's Nisan, which is also Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the same thing. Nisan and Tishrei are the Shnei Rosh Hashanah of the year. And everything begins with the emunah. Who's emunah? In the emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes. And that's what gives us the koyach to believe back. The downfall of Adam HaRishon was that he forgot this emunah. So the Nachash says the Nachash Haya Arum, which is the same idea of At Arum Ve'Erya. The Klai Yisrael were leaving Mitzrayim. And the Nachash succeeded in duping Adam and Chava into eating from the Eitz Hadas. Now what was the clincher? That which Rashi says, that the day which you eat, Yom HaChelcha Min HaEitz Va'isa Kelekim, Kelohim. It will also be like him. So Zakt Rashi, what is the Nachash saying? Kol Uman Sone Espinei Umenusa. Every Uman despises other people who are involved in his malacha. Min HaEitz Achal Ubara Esa'ilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ate from the Eitz and he created the world. And Rashi says after that, she believed him. So what was the big travesty here? What was the big problem? The problem was that she believed the Nachash over HaKadosh Baruch Hu's belief in us. The real Nisayim of Adam and Chava was to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in you. That you could stand up to this test. Really, it would seem maybe even impossible that Adam and Chava could have passed this test. How could they possibly not have survived the temptation to have to eat from this? Plus they had the Nachash. It seemed to be impossible. So what do you do in a situation which is impossible? How do you get through the Nisayon? It's like this, there's a shiloh whether or not a Kadosh Baruch Hu puts a person in a Nisayon which he can handle. Or maybe a Kadosh Baruch Hu will put a person into a Nisayon which he can't handle. But the truth is, there is such a thing called a Nisayon which you can't handle. And even the Chayda the Marishon was mamash that. So if you can't handle it, how could you be accused? How could you be faulted? The teretz is, there's always an eitzah to get out of it. You know what that is? If you believe in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in me, that I could be matziach in it. Which is beyond me. It's completely beyond me. But as long as I tap into the place, into that place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in me, it gives me the kochas to be matziach. Which case, on my own, I wouldn't be able to do it. But if I have emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in me, it gives me the kach to act higher than what I'm able to do. And that was the problem. From the fact that she believed the words of the Nachash, that really Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't believe in you, fakert, right? The opposite is true. He's afraid of you. He's afraid that you're going to eat from this and also be like him. The second you do that, you created an eva between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Adam. Why would I want to trust the Kadosh Baruch Hu anymore? He believes in me? He's afraid of me. So she took and she believed the words of the Nachash rather than to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's belief in her. And that's why Mida Kenegemida, what was the punishment of the Nachash? The Eva Ashes Beinu Venech, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there's now going to be Eva, there's going to be hatred between man and the snake. The Mida Kenegemida is that that's exactly what the Nachash created. The Nachash created a situation that before that there was beautiful lemuna between Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But because he created Eva between Adam and Hashem, so Mida Kenegemida, there's going to be an Eva between Adam and the Nachash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he says to Adam, Mi higid lecha ki aromata? Who told you that you were Aram? Who told you that you had nothing? Meaning to say like this, Klai so left B'tzayim also va'at Aram ve'erya. They mamish had nothing. What gave them the strength? The emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believed in them gave them the strength. So this is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam. He tells him, Mihiga lecha ke'eramato. Who told you that you had nothing? Meaning it's true, he was mamash Aram. He had nothing. He couldn't have passed the test. But he had the emunah. Had he been dovek to the emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in him, he would have been able to pass. But there was a nefil in the emunah. In the emunah that I am imamim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in me. Because when a person has nothing, and he's completely out for the count, and he has nothing to depend upon, he never loses the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the Kel Emuna, Shehemin Be'olam Ubro. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in his world that it should succeed. So Mamila, every chait which we have really comes back to the fact that a person falls from the Emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in him. That's why it says, Higid Lecha Ki Gmach Emuna. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, what happened to your Emuna? The emunah that you believe in me, that I believe in you. And that's why Vihigana to Labincha is a tikkun for that. Because the very first time that the Torah uses the word Haggadah is right here. Mi higid lecha ki eramata. It was a fall in the Amunah Se'amunah. So Mameila, he got it to Labincha, which is the mitzvah of a Haggadah in the entire Torah, is good for to be Mesakin, the fall in the Mihiki Lecha Ke'irumata. That's why Labincha is also Gematria Amunah. In both places, you have a remiss to the Gematria Amunah. Because the Ikar Haggadah is to tell over to your children that a Kadosh Baruch Hu believes in you. And I also believe in you. Because Amunah is not just a concept, it's a Kayach which is able to be Poya. To be matzmiach, emuna zuzei desayim, vayhi oimen es hadasa. Right, the emuna that Mordechai had, emuna in Esther, gave her the koyach to succeed and to withstand the biggest nisyonos. Esther in the palace was also impossible. It wasn't humanly possible for Esther to say no to Achashverosh. It wasn't possible. Her matzah was completely impossible, which is why everybody thought that she was on the other side. Nobody believed that she was still Naaman to Mordechai. Especially when she invited Achashverosh and Haman to the party. Everybody was saying, the Gemara says, what's going on over here? Of course she's not a tzaddikus anymore. Where did she get that supernatural strength? The Teretz is that she was raised in a home that Mordechai said, I believe in you, but he taught her to believe that even in situations which are impossible, you could still be matzliach because the Kadosh Baruch Hu has a moon in you. That's why her whole kayach that she was succeeded was what? Ein Esther magedes meladita. Again, the kayach of to be magid. She refused to be magid. Because there's a link here between mihigidecha ke'eramata v'garata labincha. Ein esem agadas. Because emun and this koyach of Haggadah are taliza b'zeh. The ikar Haggadah is to tell over that Kadosh Baruch Hu has belief in you and that gives you strength to be able to act l'mala min ha'teva. You find by Yitzchak. You find by Moshe. The Torah says, Vayigdal Hayeled. Vayigdal Hayeled. The child grew up, he became a gadol. Vayigdal Hayeled is Gematria Emunah also. That Moshe was raised with Emunah. That he was told, I believe in you. That Avram told Yitzhak, I believe in you. It's not just a concept, it's not just a fluffy thing. The fact that a father believes in his child gives him the strength to grow. And that's why you can't see it on the surface. It's not something which you can see. You can't see the laser beams of the emunah that the father or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving over to us. But it's poya in a mysterious way, without any action, without any words, without even any machshava. It comes from such a deep place, but from that deep place, it causes that which you believe in to have atzlacha. Even a Rebbe to a Talmud. The fact that a Rebbe believes in a Talmud gives the Talmud the koyach to be matzmiach. That koyach, to be matzmiach, is called the midah of tam, the tmimus within each and every Jew. The tam ahu oimer. When Klai Yisrael came to Har Sinai, and he said, Nasa v'nishma, the Gemara in Shamas and Peivav says, that it seemed to be rash. It seemed to be irrational. How could you say Nasa v'nishma? I'm a paziza, we're called. But the Gemara says that no. Rava's response to the guy who said to him, you're sitting on your hands and your hands are bleeding, you don't even realize what's going on. So he says, yeah, this is what's called Nasa v'nishma. I forget exactly the pasuk, but Tumas something Tamchem. Gemara says that Nasa v'nishma is called the midah of Tmimas. The whole inyan of Nasa v'nishma was a koyach of Dilug. It expressed Klais of the Muna. We will do and then we will hear. How could you do before you hear? But the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu says about Klais that they were makdim nasa l'nishma, that they acted be'emunu b'diluk, that comes from the mid of Tmimus. The Tmimus is the nekuda of a year that Kadosh Baruch Hu believes in us, and that's the midah of a tam, to do just because it seems right. Go betmimus means you don't ask questions. You just do, and you believe. So if a Jew has tmimus, that nakud of tmimus is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu believes in us. And the more that a person believes that a Kodesh Baruch Hu believes in me, or the more that a belief that a father has in his child, that's nicker from the mid of tmimus, which a yid has, or which a son has, or which a talmud has. That's called the mid of tmimus. So getting back to the question, mi gila labanai razesh shamalachi asharis mishtam shabbat. Who taught Klal Yisrael this mid of Nasa v'nishma? Where did they get this emunah and its mimus from? What's the answer? The answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught it to them. When did He teach it to them? He taught it to them the night of the Seder. When He was Doileg, when He had Emunah in us. That Emunah that He had Emunah in us gave us the Midah of Emunah. And even now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was having Emunah. El Emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of Emunah. Mi Gila Labanai? That's in and of Banim. The Indian of a Ben is that he believes in his father. But he believes because the father believes in the child. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making a whole show. Mi Gila Labanai Raza. As if to say, who? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know? Of course he knows. But he didn't want to say it's because of me. That's Hashem's Anivus. But it's implicit. It's a rhetorical question. Who taught them this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us that. In the Emunah that he believed in us when he took us out of Mitzrayim, when he created the world, the whole Nasa Adam came to fruition. The whole Tachas of the Bria came through. What led the world to this point of Shavuos to be able to makabel the Torah that the whole world was created for this? Yom HaShishi, Chazal say, al tnai that there would be a Kabbalah Satayra. How did we get to this point of the Tachas of the Bria? Bereishis is for Yisrael, Bereishis is for La Torah. How did it come to that? What is the secret of the Hatzlacha? The secret of the Hatzlacha is Kel Emunah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he believes in his world. And so therefore, even though there was a tremendous, the whole Sefer of Bereishis is just one mistake after mistake. Beginning with Adam and then Noach, the Mabel, the Aflaga, even the mistakes that the Avos made. And there are many. And then to fall into Mitzrayim, to be 210 years in Avdus, right? Klai Yisrael were Avadim in Mitzrayim. Not just Avadim, Avadim in Mitzrayim. In the Eretz Lai Zeruah. And the Gemara says, Les Hemni Be'avduse. There's no Emunah, and Eved has no Emunah. Only a Ben has Emunah. Because Baruch Hu saw the potential. But what kept everything going despite all the setbacks? The answer is, Kel Emunah. Hem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam U'Bro. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fueling the world, bringing it closer and closer to its tachlis. And the very first a big, huge accomplishment of the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made was the giving of the Torah. And that was all B'koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he believes in his world. He brought it to that Hatzlacha. That's why Kel Emunah is Gematria Zayin Sivan. Zayin Sivan, which is the day of Kabbalah Satayra, was a Hatzlacha because of this Midah of Kel Emunah. Every single day, when we wake up in the morning, the first thing which we say is, Maida Ani Yifanecha Shechazata B'Nishmasi B'Chem L'Rabba Munasecha. Every single day that a person, every night that a person goes to sleep, it's not pasha that he's going to wake up again. There's a din in Shemayim. What's going to be? Should he come down? Should he not come down? And unfortunately, there are times where we've made more mistakes, or we've made maybe very big mistakes over the course of the day, yet we still happen to wake up the next morning. But there's a din every single morning. Don't make the mistake that there's not. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, B'chol Yom Hayom, there's a din. Not just on Rosh Hashanah. But that's why we say the first thing every morning. Rabba Emunasecha. How amazing is your Emunah? Emunah in what? Emunah in me. You have such Emunah in me that despite all the mistakes which I make, you still continue to believe in me. That's the things which we give to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because Nachman has a Torah where he says, why is it that medicine helps, that a person takes medicine and he gets better? So Nachman says that really, when a person gets sick, is because his neshama wants to leave the guf. And the reason why the neshama wants to leave the guf is because the neshama doesn't believe in the guf anymore, that it could have atzlacha. So what changes its mind? What changes its mind is that when a person takes a medicine, which is very bitter, because he believes it'll help him, then Hashemah says, oh, you see that he'll do something which is a little bit uncomfortable because he believes in something. If that's the case, maybe he'll do things which are uncomfortable in his avodas Hashem. Mikreich ez emunah. If that's the case, I believe in him also. That's what the Hashemah says. So the whole reason why when a person gets sick, he takes the medicine. Not that the medicine is making him better. It's now your Hashemah says, okay, I'm willing to stay a little bit longer because I see that you're willing to go be emunah. So every single day there's Rabba Munasecha. And every single generation, we say the Ador Vadu Amunasa, this Rabba Munasach is getting greater and greater and greater. That although on the surface it seems that this world is plunging into a deeper Chayshach, into a deeper depth, and it's corrupting itself more and more and more, but Baruch Hu never forsakes his Emunah. That he's a Kel Emunah, that he believes in his world, and then Koyach HaEmunah, he will bring it to its Tachlis, which is Bias Mashiach. And be'emes, this is the hatzlacha of David HaMelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about David, v'chazdi ve'emunasi imo. My chesed and my emuna is with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say David has emuna in me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says my emuna is with David, which means to say that David HaMelech felt like he was a nobody. He was the biggest shuffle of ayin in the entire world. He was the biggest ani. So how would David have hatzlacha? Because the Teretz is that even though a person feels like he mamish has nothing, he's at arna ve'eriya. Lamaisa, if you can just have the emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in me, then you can have hatzlacha. Not just tam hatzlacha. David HaMelech became melech because of this mida. Which means to say that even if a person believes that he has nothing, he can believe in that, in the fact that Hashem believes in me. That's called emuna se'emuna. Even if you think that I have even the ability to believe in that, I can believe in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in me, that I can have emuna in him that he believes in me. And that emuna is Ein Sof. Because it's not coming from you, it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even the emuna that you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in me can also come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you bring it there. That's the chazdi ve'emuna seima. And David HaMelech, he brought himself up with that emuna. Emuna zuzei d'zayim. The ikar koyach hatzmicha comes from the emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in me. That's why Rashbi says the Bnei Aliyah mu'atanhein, that there are very few Bnei Aliyah. Because the kayach of real Aliyah and growth comes from the emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in me. And that's what David says in the Tehillim. Ve'emunascha b'avadon. Hashem, your emuna is lost. Hashem has emuna? Yes. Hashem's emuna that he believes in us is forgotten. People don't believe in it. We don't even think that way. To believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emuna in us. It's so foreign to us, such an idea. But this is the chiddush of David HaMelech. Even if you feel like your mamash nothing, you can believe in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in me and grow to the highest heights. This is perhaps the reason why we bring the minhagiz on Shavuos, to bring in ilanim, to bring in trees and grass and flowers into the shul, which is a replica of Har Sinai. The answer is because in Adam is an ilan. Ki ha'adam eitz hasadeh, which means that he grows. And a person grows because of emuna. That's his ikar growth. So even if a person sees himself as ilan esrak, which means that the minhag is to bring in not fruit-bearing trees, but barren trees. Even if a person sees himself as nothing, that he could bear no fruit in his life. If he has emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emuna in us was poil the nasa v'nishma, so too, if we have emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emuna in us, we can also grow. And we can also bear fruit one day. And that's why Rosh Hashanah, why do we eat a tapuach v'dvash? Because on the day of judgment, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a question, should I recreate man this year or should I not? Should I continue the world or not? We eat the tapuach, which Chazal say, that in the same way that the tapuach, that its leaves grow before the fruit, I'm sorry, the fruit grows before the leaves, so too Klal Yisrael say Nasa v'Nishma. That we evoke the midah of Nasa v'Nishma on the night of Rosh Hashanah, to be ma'or this Rabbi Munasecha, believe in us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you believe in us, which we know you do, you're a Kehel Emuna. Hemin be'olam u'bra'o. The tapuach is the siman of that. It shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if you believe in us, when you believe in us, and because you believe in us, we can do great things. We can also believe back in you. So we eat the tapuach as a siman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keep the world going. Rabbi Munasecha. In the koyach of your emuna, you could be part of that there should be atzlach in this world. Just like you proved by Har Sinai. So the fact in these virus, which is a dar of the greatest chayshach, the real midah is that we need to be mechazik ourselves in, is this midah of lahagid b'boker chastecha v'emunascha b'leilas. Lahagid v'emunascha b'leilas. To speak about emunascha, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emuna in us, when? By leilos. When there's the deepest darkness and we feel like we mamash have nothing, we don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, by speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emuna, it reveals the nekuda of tzaddik within each and every one of us, which we didn't know we had. This is called emuna se'emuna, believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emuna in us. That's why two times emuna is gematria tzaddik. As if to say that the emuna se'emuna reveals the nekuda of tzaddik within each and every one of us. And this is exactly what the Gemara says at the end of Makos. Bach HaVakok v'hamidun alachas. Tzaddik b'munaso yichya. The kafiya person's emuna, the hainu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emuna in us, that's yichya. That's the degree that we have our chiyas. Not just stand that we have emuna in Hashem, that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emuna in us. So it's a tremendous koyach that we have, especially on on Shavuos, if we feel like the days of Pesach have gone by and the days of Sfira have gone by and we feel like we mamash have nothing, we've had no Hatzlacha, the person shouldn't be down and think to himself, he doesn't have to look at his own Hatzlacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hatzlacha is what gives us Hatzlacha. So the fact that we mistakel and we're mizbainin and the emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in us, it's not just a nice thing. It's what brings out the biggest Hatzlacha. And that's why David HaMelech's Yartzeit is Shavuos also. Because this whole idea of Nasa V'Nishma, which came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emunah in us, Migilu L'Banei Razeh, David HaMelech, he lived by that. This is how he nurtured himself. He became to be the Melech because of this emunah. So especially in these times, in this kufa of the year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the strength, on which it says in the Medrash, Afilu Tzadik Chai Ha'olamim Me'emunasu Hu Chai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives also by his emunah. And in the schutz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emunah, these imamin in us, we should be zeichet to this minion, to this inyan of Tzadik Ba'munas Yechiyah, to reveal our true potential, but be as God said it from heaven, amen.